Sorry, Baby is the debut feature from 31-year-old Eva Victor, who is the writer, director, and star of this drama about persevering through traumatic events with honesty and humor. Victor plays Agnes, a newly promoted professor at a New England school who is visited by her best friend and former college roommate, Liddy, played by Naomi Ackie. Their affectionate ways with each other, their conversations and jokes, convey a genuine rapport. Then Liddy springs a surprise. She's going to have a baby. The film is divided into sections or chapters, each with a title designating the year of something, like the year of questions or the year of the sandwich. The second such chapter flashes back to when Agnes and Liddy were in graduate school. Agnes has completed her thesis, and her advisor, a professor named Mr. Decker, praises its excellence. Their conference is interrupted, and he reschedules it for his on-campus house. Agnes goes there, and then a bad thing happens. I use this euphemism because even though we hear Agnes describing what happened later to Liddy, the labeling of it is characteristic of Agnes's wounded reaction to the event. She's wary of talking about it to anyone except her friend, but it's a serious drag on her mind and emotions as she tries to reorient herself after Mr. Decker ends up resigning and moving away. The movie continues jumping back and forth in time as Agnes navigates through her painful feelings while still making the effort to show up in her own life. Sorry, Baby avoids the kind of somber hand-wringing or predictable dramatic reactions and events that have become standard in movies about sexual trauma. Instead, the screenplay and Victor's intelligent, expressive performance show how different our experiences are from what we tend to expect. The changing of the bad thing from its original immediacy to a part of the story of spiritual survival is reflected in little details of life, like filling out a jury questionnaire or interacting with a fellow grad student who was jealous of her promotion to professor. The film attains a feeling of just getting through each day with patience, practicing some tenderness towards oneself, and an ability to see the humorous side of things. Victor has a witty, low-key, comfortable style. Lucas Hedges is funny as a neighbor who gets into a romantic relationship with Agnes while still not quite getting what she's about. In the final section, Liddy return visits with her wife and baby, which provides an opportunity for a lovely little scene where we learn the reason for the film's title. Now, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know I have a propensity for talking up big works of art, epic in scope, that tackle major issues of society, politics, and art. I'm aware of this about myself as a critic, but I have to say that I also want and need shorter and more modest films like this, about the thoughts and struggles of people in what we call ordinary life. Sorry, Baby doesn't try to be earth-shattering. It just opens a window to a character's inner world and its expression in her personal environment. It's smart, subtle, engaging, and well worth your while.